Hello, 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 and welcome back to Eliza's Havoc. It's your favorite host, Dominique, and today, my subject matter for you guys is side pieces. Now, in general, I really don't have any issue with a side piece. I know I seem a little judgmental or biased by calling a side piece. Now I'm going to go into details of exactly what is clarified as this, at least as far as I'm speaking. Because we all know that on my channel, no judgments, open mind, open hearted, no judgment. So, for me, clarifying a side piece is whenever there is a union, not a main chick and a side chick or a main dude and a side dude. We're not talking about that. We're talking about whenever there's a husband and whenever there's a wife. See, for me, if you're just in a relationship, that's great. It can be any kind of relationship. It can be a friendship, family ship. That's for all those play brothers, play cousins, play all that. That's what those are. You know, the friend zone ships, all kind of stuff like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a relationship or a union. A union is the conjoining of two souls to make one. Okay? Definition of a union. Now, with that being said, whenever you know there is a union at play, does not matter whether you think it's a happy union, it's a good union, it's a healthy union, it does not matter what you think unless you are one of the two party in the union. Okay? What a side piece is the third party trying to either weasel their way into or break up a union. For me, a union is something that is done under the grace of God. Now, let me clarify on this as well. A marriage of any kind is something that is not only supposed to be seen financially. What that means is, in order to have a what is considered healthy marriage, you need more than just a piece of paper that has your old name on it and the other person's name on it, and then says that you're allowed to change one of the names to somebody else's last name. That way y'all share that. That's not what I'm talking about. Financially, fine, that's great. A wonderful way for our great government to go ahead and say, hey, let me tax them twice the amount of money because, hey, they're in union. It's a nice little way for twice the profit, twice the income. I'm not talking about the income. I'm talking about what is owed to them. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is the union that usually is only created or made through somebody that's ordained, which means somebody has been granted the permit to be able to speak on behalf of what we feel God will want us to do, say, and all that fun stuff. That's the kind of union I'm talking about. I'm talking about the union that you usually need at a church, that usually has a preacher or a reverend or something along those. Hello. Something along those lines. So a union in my eyes is something that is made under God. It is an oath or a covenant made under God, which in very, very layman's terms is a promise made to God to love, honor, and cherish the other person. Now, with that being said, when somebody goes out of their way to try to alter a union that has been made under God, that's what I call a side piece. Now, a side piece can be either female, male, doesn't matter. And a lot of times, it's somebody that considered themselves a friend for many, many, many years. It's someone that considered any kind of bond that they had with any of the party strong enough or substantial enough that the union for them becomes null and void. In other words, that they really don't care about somebody being married because they can still do excuse me or say anything they want to. And that's kind of what makes you a side piece. Now, for all those that are sitting there talking about side piece is a main chick and a side chick and all this other stuff, or a main dude and side dude, I'm going to tell you guys why I don't really consider that any kind of side business. Until one has made a promise to you, not just emotionally, because a lot of times whenever you're, in quotation marks, dealing with the situation, there's usually emotions involved. With that being said, until there is a solemn promise, which means, once again, for me, not just words, but words that have turned into ideas and ideas that have turned into actions and actions that has turned into a presentation either to you or to the world or to your friends, family, or whoever's important to you. Until that's done, then a lot of times that's just considered an empty promise or considered, you know, just soothing words or pacifying words or words, empty promises or just ideas meant to keep you complacent so that whatever is going on can continue. Now, the reason that I actually chose to speak on this topic today was because there's a lot of side people who, one, sometimes don't even realize that are side people. Two, who don't care yet are the first ones yelling out that they want to be respected. Three, pretty much anybody that knows what they're doing. I'm going to try to elaborate on this. Some of you guys will agree. Some of you guys will disagree. Both sides are great. Please call in. Let me know how you guys are feeling about it. If you guys have any opinions about it, by all means. But look, whenever you got two people that are married and you know that you're trying to come in, it does not matter if that person's wife used to be your best friend, your ace, your day one, your sandbox homie. Y'all used to kick it so hard that, you know, you always thought that y'all were going to be married forever. Or, you know, y'all are supposed to be the closest best friends in the world. And, you know, they start acting kind of funny since they got hitched, got married, whatever. Or we can go ahead and flip the gender. You know, whenever there's a man that got married, and you either the baby mama or the baby daddy, and you thinking that, okay, well, before y'all got married, whenever somebody would come over there to see the kids, y'all would still go ahead and get a little close, intimate, whatever you want to call it. Or, you know, that y'all were the best friends and y'all always talked about, you know, y'all was going to get married and y'all always talked about y'all having kids. Or, you know, anything of that nature. What needs to be understood, and this I speak from personal experience, is that they chose this person. They chose that person under God to stick with them forever. It don't matter how they feeling that day. It don't matter if they decide to change their mind the next day. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, to make a promise to somebody else that you're not really feeling, or, you know, you get mad at, you want to recant, that's one thing. Whenever you make a promise to God, that's a whole nother thing. Well, once again, for me. And whenever you know that you are affecting these people's marriage, that's a no-no. It's not something that needs to be spoken. It's one of those unspoken words. One of those, you do unto others as you want them to do unto you. One of those respect boundaries. But then again, it's also one of those that spouse, if they chose to either love, honor, cherish, and whatever, they should know that it's their job to be able to keep that word too. That means that there needs to be no more communication with them. Now, that alone is part of being married. That's part of the deal. The whole thing with being married is that you have to respect your significant other. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that if for whatever reason your significant other doesn't like one of your friends, or they feel uncomfortable, or there has been a past issue of something not being 100% okay with them emotionally, mentally, physically. Once again, opinion, y'all. But your job as a spouse is to take care of that. This is a wife and a husband. Ladies, if you got a husband or a wife who is not cool with some of your exes or your male friends or anything, or they sit there and they tell you, hey, babe, I'm peeping game on some stuff that you might not be noticing because y'all been friends for so long and y'all been so cool for so long. Instead of brushing him off or her off, or just playing that to the side because you know your friend so well, or any of that that can make the other person feel disregarded, not cared for, not important. It's kind of your job to be like, okay, babe, I hear you out. Let me see what you're talking about. And even though I don't see this, to make you feel okay, I respect your wishes. And if this person is truly my friend, the way I feel they are, the way I feel like our union and connection has been forever, then they'll understand and they'll back off a little bit too. Or a lot, or whatever is needed. And it's vice versa, y'all. You know, the same for a man. If, you know, your girl come up and like, hey, you know, that chick was sitting here, you know, looking at certain things, or she was grabbing on certain things, or, you know, I heard a side comment that she really don't need to be making about another person's wife, or in some cases, husband, y'all. It's kind of your job to sit there and listen to your wife. Because first thing in a marriage is what? Well, in a good marriage, it's supposed to be communication. That should be the first thing in a relationship. But some people happen to skip that and just think when you get married is whenever y'all supposed to get it together instead of beforehand. But that's another conversation for another day, y'all. First thing we need to have, y'all, is communication. Say, hey, I'm not saying that this is what's happening, but you know, this does make me a little weary, a little uncomfortable. And the husband should feel exactly how the wife was supposed to feel in the other scenario. Babe, if that makes you uncomfortable, okay. I'll go ahead and speak on it. Let it be known. I'll take care of that. My job as the man is to be able to take care of that. To be able to make sure that my wife is emotionally, mentally, physically where she needs to be. If that means that me and this girl is, you know, we're not associating as often as we used to. Okay. Certain things everybody knows whenever you get married, you're going to have to sacrifice. Because whenever you get married, it's no longer about you. It's kind of like whenever you have kids, it's no longer about you. So, whenever you have somebody on the outside, regardless of how cool y'all been, how close y'all been, if it's, you know, you have to go ahead and maintain a type of relationship with this person because they have something over you, be it a secret, be it a person. Because let's not forget, a lot of us got baby mamas and baby daddies. And, you know, a lot of us got different situations. If it's one of those type of situations that you got to maintain some type of relationship to be able to have access to another person, hence your child, or anything like that. And a marriage, that's supposed to be something that you all should be or should have had a talk about beforehand and came to a conclusion, a joint conclusion. Joint conclusion meaning not your missus gets mad and so you cave into her to make her happy, or that the mister gets pissed off so you cave into him to make him happy. That's not a joint conclusion. That's not one that's going to keep y'all happy. That's one of those, what word did I use earlier? A pacifying type of deal. Understand, y'all, pacifiers are never the actual food, even for a baby. A baby sucks on a pacifier because they what? They think they sucking on a nipple to a bottle. It's more than comfort. It's providing food. And a pacifier, anybody that's been a parent with children that use pacifiers know that a pacifier will only work so long before it is spit out. And not only will it be spit out, but then that child will scream with a passion of anger that was not even there earlier whenever the pacifier was put into that mouth. Let's not pacify adult situations, people. We're supposed to be adults. Let's start acting like adults. And yeah, sometimes it's going to be hard. No one ever said adulting was easy. And whoever does decide to say it, I would like to meet you, because that will be a conversation where it will be interesting for me to have, being that I have an outlook of no judgments, open ears, open heart. But I will say I am passionate about one side of that. So that would be an interesting conversation to have. But I do want to say again that, you know, whenever you're a spouse, you shouldn't be letting somebody else, honestly, come into your life and your happiness, especially someone else that is not a spouse themselves. Therefore, that is a level of happiness that you should have, that they should be aspiring to have. And if they don't, it really makes no sense to let somebody else that's not on your level come in and disturb what you got going on. Once again, I don't know. It's just my opinion. Me, even in school when I was growing up, if I was awesome in math and you were not awesome in math, if you wasn't talking to me about assisting you and trying to help you get on my level, then we didn't associate. At least not in math class. You know, if there was a certain thing in my life that I was trying to do, and you weren't trying to be on the same level of me, and I was doing better at it than you, let's be real, y'all. Nobody wants to work so hard and bust their tail to get to a certain place in their life just to associate with the same people who are not only not at that mental place, not on that level, but are not even trying to push to get there. And all they want to do is drag you down to where they at. I don't have time for that. Life is too short every single day. I have goals. I have dreams. I have aspirations. Not only that, but I have determination to be able to achieve those. And therefore, I'm not going to sit there and take what energy I got that's literally meant for me achieving my goals to sit here and try to pally-pally with somebody that's not even in the same place. Almost to the point that we can't even speak the same language. If I'm sitting here and I'm trying to figure out a way to pay my mortgage and, you know, you living at your mama's house, you can't even, you know, get an apartment to pay your rent. You living at your mama's house so you could try to, in quotation marks, save up enough to do whatever, whatever, whatever. Homie, I'm talking about growing up stuff. I can't help you. Like, for real, you shouldn't have no comment on what I got going on unless you got some type of side hustle that's going to assist me in making the money that I need to sit there and take care of this mortgage. If you ain't talking about that, honestly, I can't really sit there and pay attention or put too much effort into any kind of yah-yah you talking. Now, once again, some of y'all might agree, some of y'all might disagree, and usually I try to leave it open for that. But that's just my opinion. If I'm married and you're not even in a relationship, you can't come to my house sitting here and talking to my husband about some other kind of single stuff. No. And before y'all sitting here thinking that, oh, well, you know what? Somebody's husband can't understand. Y'all don't know my husband. My husband be the first one to sit there and tell you, bro. He said, I'm married. I ain't got them problems. Bro, my wife take care of all this. So, can't help you, my dude. You need to get you one just like mine. And if you can't, well, ain't nothing I can do for you, bro. He'd be the first one to sit there and tell any of his homies that. Even somebody that's not his homie. He will not even give attention to somebody that's sitting here and trying to ruin what we got, because we done worked too hard and too long to go ahead and not only get what we got, but to tweak it just right to where it's perfect for us. Now, that don't mean it's going to be perfect all the time. That don't mean that there ain't going to be days where we wake up and we irritated at a certain situation that's going on. And, you know, we have to get to a cool, calm place and literally talk out something that we didn't even realize was, you know, an issue and go ahead and work that out. That's how we get through our stuff. And it's great. And I love it because I can honestly talk to him about anything. And if I can't talk to him for whatever reason, or I can't talk to him as soon as I would like to, I'm not averse to sitting here and writing it down. A lot of y'all who are in relationships know that women are almost like elephants. We never forget anything. A lot of times good and or bad. But that's how we work. And he'd be the one, once again, the first one that'll sit there and tell any female or any male out there, hey, me and Mons, we good. It don't matter if we just got done fighting that day. Me and Mons, we good. See, that's how a marriage is supposed to be. You don't leave no room for nobody else to sit there and even voice an opinion. It don't matter how cool, how close, or anything else. Now, there is something else I want to go ahead and put in this podcast before I have to let y'all go. I did say side pieces. I also want to include parents and family. That's another issue that I see all too often. You have people who are trying to have a relationship or who have done great in their relationship between two of them. But anytime something goes on, they vent to family. So immediately, the family don't ever hear nothing positive, but they always hear everything negative. A thought, an action, an almost action, miscommunicated opinion, all that. And so as soon as you are all together as a family, the family want to sit there and come across incorrect, or they want to sit there and act silly. They want to jump stupid. Yes, to some of y'all, I'm a bit hood, so some of the language you're going to hear and some of the terminologies might be unfamiliar. That's okay. I will try to break down everyone I can if I remember y'all, okay? That's another issue that I see all too often, or that I hear from my friends all too often. A lot of times, I have, most of my friends are married people. Most of them, not all of them. The ones that are not are either single and happy, or they're in a relationship aspiring to be married. Therefore, they're in a relationship already acting like they are married. Okay? So, with that being said, the one thing I hear the most about, and this is from my married friends and my not married friends, is the fact that, oh, well, I got an issue with their family. I got an issue with her mama. Her mama's crazy. Or his mama's crazy. Or, you know, I got an issue with they brother. They brother be sitting here and acting all kind of crazy. Or, you know, they sister like to do yada, 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 yada. And she like to say yada, 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 yada. Just want to speak some real quick on the married couples out there. You guys are a unit. As much as we would love to include all the family, in our honesty, unless y'all have a child between the both of y'all, you two are the unit. You two against the world is what it's supposed to be. You two that defend your family, whatever union or child is brought out of the love of you two. Okay? That's not you two and family. Now, yes, when you marry someone, you also marry into their family. Now, this is something that I wish I had known or learned before I got married for the second time. But when you marry, you do marry into somebody else's family. Yes. But what I feel like that, or what I feel about that, while y'all dating, there should be an understanding. that is not only made between you and your potential spouse. This is for y'all that's dating. Please listen up out there. But between you and your family. If you love this person, express that to your family and put down a boundary. You don't talk crazy about this person. This person is going to be in all of our lives, not just mine. You love me as your son, your brother, your uncle, your auntie, your daughter, your sister, grandbabies, all that. If you love me as your family, and if you love me like you act to fight for me and you say you do, being that this is potentially my other half, the other half of my soul, you will love them as well. And at least, or at least, and or it doesn't really matter, at least respect me enough not to speak ill of them in front of me. Honestly, y'all, that should not be hard. That should not be something that will be said later. That should not be something that I'll get around to it. That should not be something that is downplayed. Because my family don't do that. They just say blah, 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 blah. And you know your family don't mess with him, don't even like him, don't mess with her, don't like her, don't associate with her for whatever reason they may have. It's not about your family. It's about you and that other person. That's the way it's supposed to be. Those are two things I wanted to hit on the head today. Side pieces who blatantly are trying to have some kind of action in their direction from your union. Your job, don't give it to them. Don't let them have it. Don't give it to them. Don't even give them the time or the energy, because that's all they want. You give them time and energy, they're going to sit there and try their best to slide right in. It does not matter whether they sliding on your side, the spouse's side, whether they start or trying to be your friends or trying to be your enemies. It's a union between you two. At the end of the day, if everything works, it's going to work out for you two. It's not going to work out for you two and friends. It's not going to work out for you two and side pieces. It's not going to work out for you two and the homies. It's not going to work out for you two and moms. That's not how that works. You got to understand. It's about you two. It's not about everybody at your wedding. Now, if it comes down to you all having children, we may be able to involve the children in that. But as far as adults, no. Adults are adults. That means that they are able to handle themselves. They are able to raise themselves. They are able to have decent enough judgment that they will not die. Nowadays, that can be something drastic or that can be something slight. But that's adulthood. Adulthood means that you've passed certain levels and goals, and now you can be able to make the proper judgment needed to be able to survive. Okay? So, with that being said, whenever it's a union between you two. Therefore, anything that is of importance consists of you two. Like I said, and possibly children. But mostly, primarily, you two. Please understand that. That alone will help many, many marriages, many, many friends, many, many people. If you really are just a friend, and this is for some of the side pieces, because for some reason, some of the side pieces don't always understand or know that they're the side piece. So here, let me go ahead and shout out to y'all real quick. If you are just a homie, if you are just a friend, if you're the one that just wants to see the best for that person, nothing but the best, and you want them to achieve every goal that they've ever set in mind. And this person's gotten married. And so things are a little harder. It's not as comfortable as it used to be. It's not as easy for you to be able to call them up at any old time and be able to strike up a conversation. Or now it feels like you have to censor what you say. You have to censor what you do. You have to censor what you expose to the other people. Or it feels different once they got married. You all's kind of relationship and connection is not what it used to be. This is going to be hard, but I need y'all to try to understand this. They got married. They chose that person for whatever reason, whatever need that it filled. Be it in your mind, temporary or everlasting. It's their choice. That's not to say that they don't need you all as a friend. But now, dealing with married people, you have to understand your place as a friend. Many times, your place as a single friend versus a friend of a joined couple versus a friend of a married couple may be different. If you are truly the friend, and that's all you want to be, there are ways you can still continue your friendship and still not be a side piece. A side piece is somebody that literally tries to alter or affect or change. That's for all those who might not understand the termination of the words I used. I broke it down as a few more ways for you. The union or relationship of the married people. You trying to change the outlook on somebody. You trying to change what is going on with them. You trying to change the atmosphere with the hopes, regardless of whether it's in the front of your mind or the back, that maybe, just maybe, things will go back to being normal for you, what they used to be. That makes you a sad piece. If you're trying to be healthy for these people, but your intentions aren't healthy, understand what you are, who you are, and know your place. There's a time and a place for everything. And everything has its time and its place. If that is no longer the time and the place for you, we gonna need y'all as married people to move on. The reason we got married is to be able to share happiness. Not to expand in misery, because we get sidetracked by letting everybody else's outside opinions, forces, general nature come in our union. That's not how marriage works. We're gonna need y'all to know your place and to stay in it. If that means that for the duration of this marriage, we can't associate, then hey, we can't associate. If that means for the duration of this union, we're just going to have to be old friends. I thank you for the chance of being able to share your friendship with me. I truly value it. I will take it with me always. But as my friend, I'm in a happy place now. And I know as my friend, you don't want nothing less. Therefore, as my friend, you're going to have to do your place. Or you're going to have to do your role. And we just can't associate right now. Maybe one day, things might change. And if they do, I would be more than happy to go ahead and call you and let you know. True friends, does not matter the distance, the time. An awesome relationship and a friendship will pick right back up. If it was ever anything more than an awesome friendship, Y'all gonna have to talk about that. Once again, as my friend, you want nothing less than the best for me. As my friend, I want nothing less than the best for you. Even if that means with my friendship or without it. Because that's how real friends are. If you got somebody that's doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that knowingly, then both of y'all need to understand that that person never really meant y'all any goodwill or any good intent. And only the negative ones are the ones that will go out of their way and work so hard and put so much energy in trying to see y'all downfall, try to bring y'all down, try to alter anything, trying to change anything. Thank y'all for taking the time to listen. This has been one of my longest podcasts, and if it is too long for y'all, I do apologize ahead of time. I think I hit 3 things on head, but still. I want y'all to have a good day. I want some of y'all to sit there and take what I said to heart. Heed my words. Right now, there's so much negativity in this world that when you have a little bit of positivity, not only do y'all need to grab onto it, but y'all need to try to hold it. Even if that means y'all got to sit here and lose people temporarily. And if y'all truly have enough goodness going on, y'all not even really going to miss them people. As far as the people, hey, one of the phrases that a lot of y'all say is y'all just friends. And if y'all truly just friends, it shouldn't be hard to want nothing but the best for your other friend. And as a friend, you would do anything and everything that's needed to be able to go ahead and give that person what they need to be able to see the best out of them, even if you only got to watch from afar. The side pieces that's purposely out there just to try to cause some havoc, y'all need to go on. Y'all know what y'all doing. Check this out. There's plenty of other people in the world that y'all can go ahead and give headache to. Not only that, but the only ones that really have times to give headaches are the ones that are truly not happy. Try to find somebody. Not really just find somebody, but what I'm going to need y'all to do is look at yourselves. Get yourselves in order. Because I'm going to tell y'all this. When you truly find happiness in what is right for you, what is perfect for you, and what works for you, you will be so engulfed in that happiness that you will not have time to try to go ahead and to try to stay focused on giving the same negativity to these people. You won't even notice, but the stuff you start giving is positivity because that's all you're getting. And you're filling yourself up with it, and it feels so good. I'm telling y'all, I can't even express how good and how great it feels. And whenever you start getting enough of it, you start to show. You start to glow, and everybody that sees you knows. What I need y'all to do, I'm going to need y'all to work on yourself so y'all can start that positivity. And yes, to everybody, it's going to be hard. Nothing that's worth it is ever easy. And let's be real, nothing that's easy is ever worth it. But if you all can sit there and listen to your girl just a little bit, I want nothing but the best for y'all. We might not be personal friends. We may be personal friends. But as one of my listeners, I do consider y'all a friend. Therefore, I want nothing but the best for y'all. Positivity. That means if y'all got to let go of some people, let them go. If y'all got to go ahead and hold on to some people, hold on to them. Do whatever y'all need to do for the best positivity in your life. But do not try to stop somebody else's positivity or sit there and commit and cause somebody else's negativity in order to get your positivity, because that's not exactly how that works. All right. Until next time, thank y'all, and I can't wait to talk to y'all later.